The following is a production of 10 Ply Media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Couch Thoughts Podcast. From a couch, I'm Rocky Persinger. Joining me, as always, my partner in crime, Brent Pickens. What's up, Brent?
What's going on, Rock?
Oh, you know, we've been on a little break here.
Yeah.
We had a podcast 2 weeks ago. The week before that, I was deathly ill with some sort of stomach virus.
Oh, yeah.
And then last week, Brent was deathly ill with the same said stomach virus. Yeah, now, I will contend that I did not give that stomach virus to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I was at work Thursday. I was feeling fine. And then Friday morning,
it hits you.
I felt like death.
It just hits you, man. You get, you know, I won't detail all of what's going on, but you even get like a flu. It's like a stomach flu.
Yeah.
You get your whole body aches.
Yep.
It's bad news, man. But you definitely don't want to be doing a podcast during that time. So
no.
We apologize, but we've been a little under the weather. Hopefully from, you know, new year, new us. Hopefully that means no viruses.
I hope not.
I really hope so. But, you know, we couldn't really remember what's been going on the last couple weeks. We're kind of just winging it here on the podcast today. But I will tell you the first thing here. I've been playing Spider-Man PS4. Now, I was on a little break from work there. From
a little one?
Well, you know, it was from December 21st through January 2nd.
Yeah, that's...
It was a pretty good little break. But I only had to take like 5 days of vacation to get off like 12 days in a row.
That's so. Not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Because, you know, we get Christmas Eve and Christmas. But Spider-Man PS4, I bought this thing 2 weeks ago, probably. And, guys, I am like a couple hours of gameplay away from 100% in this game. I mean, I've been rolling hard on this thing.
I mean, every time I've been on, I'm in a spot where I can't really get in to play anything. But anytime I'm on there, I look over and Rocky's playing Spider-Man. So, I mean, he's...
Yep. Which, if anybody doesn't know, you know, Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation 2, and also what I had it for the GameCube, actually, Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
But Spider-Man 2 is one of my favorite games of all time, really. It's top 20 for sure. I love Spider-Man 2. I love being Spider-Man just swinging around the city.
Yep.
You know, they got the swinging right on this game. But, you know, one thing I will say about it is on Spider-Man PS2, you would hit the right trigger to swing with your right arm.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hit the left trigger to swing with your left arm.
Yeah.
I still kind of miss this with this game because you just hit right trigger to swing and it goes where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not the same.
I'll tell you, one of the small things they put into this that you don't realize, you know, you think Spider-Man not killing people. Even when you throw people off of, if you're fighting a lot of people on a rooftop, when you throw them off, you assume that they're dead.
Yeah.
But if you really watch, when he throws them off, he webs them to the wall.
Really?
I haven't even
noticed that.
So you don't really ever kill anybody. Like when you do throw him off, he ends up webbing them, because it was one of the top 20 fascinating small things they did that I was reading about, and then I thought it was really impressive when it came out because I played it really hard when I first got it, and then Red Dead and stuff. So I kind of fell off. I haven't actually beat it.
But. See, and I did this on purpose. I didn't buy Spider-Man because I knew Red Dead was coming out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did that on purpose because I knew Spider-Man was going to take me a while, you know, to beat.
Yep.
And I'd heard it was a great game, but I put it off because I knew, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be a even better game.
Yep.
So I played that first. And I think I kind of did it in the right order because I played Red Dead Redemption 2. I'll tell you what, I think I have put more time into Spider-Man in a shorter period. That's hard to say because Red Dead has a lot longer storyline,
right.
You know. But I think I've put more time into Spider-Man as far as like, or maybe I haven't put as much time in it, but I think the time that I have put in it, I've, you know, just more consistently enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I still like, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a better game.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man, man, it's up there. It's really up there with, it's on par with the PS2 one for me.
Yeah.
You know, they have, all the characters, you know, that you fight Tombstone. Any fans of the animated series in the early 90s, the Spider, you remember that, right? The Spider, that was a big thing, the Spider-Man animated series.
It was.
And
X-Men, son.
Oh, yeah, son.
You know, those.
And let's just talk about those for a second, because the theme songs to those cartoons.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
It's up there.
The X-Men one is number one.
Yeah.
You know, but that Spider-Man one is like, you know, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like that. Love the Spider-Man theme song. Spider-Man's always had a good theme song, though.
It has, yeah.
Even the old ones, like, you know, does whatever a spider can or what, you know. Even the old ones, so all of the, but those 90s cartoons, man, are just the best.
Yeah.
But Tombstone is in this game. It's a side mission. You unlock him in a side mission, which I've... So now I've done... Brent hasn't completed the story yet.
No.
I've completed the story and all the side missions and all the challenges. So, like, I'm rolling... They have certain, like, web-slinging challenges and drone challenges and fighting challenges.
Yeah, the... Some of those challenges are rough.
That's where the
Especially
game gets
tough.
Especially
the bomb ones where you have to get... You know, so many of them before, you know, they blow up.
Yeah, and trying to get the ultimate, like the highest level.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, the stealth ones are pretty rough, too. Some of the stealth, they're stealth challenges. But
see, I seen the Ant-Man announcement the other day that they're doing an Avengers game. I guess the Somniac Games.
Really?
Or somebody like that. They did say they're not stopping with Spider-Man when it first come out.
Well, I knew there's got to be a sequel to this game because the game is so good.
Yeah. So I think it'd be really good. They could do a lot with, say, an Avengers game, something like that.
That'd be awesome. Well, you know, the Avengers Tower is in this game.
It is.
You can.
There's a lot of hidden stuff.
There's a ton of hidden stuff.
If you watch. Even one of them, when you're surveying one of the... You're on the wall and you have to. It's a side mission. Well, it's a throwback to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah,
with Nico and
Roman
planning their heist. So I thought that was kind of neat. You know,
it's
so
legit, and you have to hang on the side of the building. And you take a picture of their whiteboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Nico and Roman.
Yeah,
from Grand Theft Auto 4, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. I mean, there's a lot of hidden stuff that.
They also have, like, if you do the landmark missions and go around, you take pictures of these landmarks. They have, like, Nelson and Murdoch from Daredevil.
Yeah.
They have the Alias Investigations, which is, you know, Jessica Jones.
Yep.
They have the bar that Daredevil goes to all the time in Hell's Kitchen. You know, there's the Avengers Tower. There's, here's a crazy Easter egg. I don't know if you remember this. Spider-Man 2... You had some pizza delivery missions.
Uh-huh.
And there's this music that's on the pizza delivery missions. And it's like this really like generic Italian music. But people hate it because it's annoying as hell. Like this music. It's like da 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 da. And you're delivering the pizza in Spider-Man 2. Well, this one, there's some pizza places. If you go up to them and stand outside the pizza place... You can hear that song playing on the inside of them from Spider-Man 2. And it's just legit, man. They have...
There's backpacks that you find, too.
The backpacks are a lot of, like, stuff from the movies and then also the stuff from the comics, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a lot of, you know, Tombstone is in this thing. Electro, Scorpion, just... the only one I don't think is in there is the Lizard... guy.
Oh.
I don't think he's in any of the missions, but they got to save some stuff for, you know, Spider-Man 2. And actually, minor spoiler here, because it's pretty early in the game, but Miles Morales is in the game.
Yeah.
The younger, he's half African-American, half Puerto Rican, I think.
Yeah.
He becomes Spider-Man in the comics. So, it actually, like, in his universe, Peter Parker dies, and then he becomes Spider-Man. But he's in the game, and it's kind of his origin story as Spider-Man in the game as you're playing the story. So it's pretty cool. There's just a ton of Easter eggs. You can just tell that it's somebody, whoever made this game at Insomniac, excuse me, they just really love Spider-Man, you know? And I like how the intro story incorporates, like, he's like, I did this, and then I did this, I stopped a train. It incorporates some of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
And then also, like, the suits you can unlock are amazing.
They have
the Iron Spider suit from Avengers Infinity War. They have the, the Spider-Man Homecoming suit. They have all the spider armors that he's made in the comics over the years. They have Spider Punk, which is my favorite one. They have the Negative suit, which is, you know, from when in the comics Spider-Man gets thrown into the Negative Zone and he kind of turns into Negative Spider-Man. And you have different powers associated with the suits. And
I like it too, because it's not just you're a Spider-Man game either. It's you're at the lab and you're Peter Parker and you're figuring this out. It was annoying, but at one certain parts you had to be Mary Jane and you had to sneak through.
That is annoying part.
But it wasn't just your typical. There's actually some puzzle solving stuff in it too.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was something neat, and I do hope, if not Insomniac Games, someone else does some more with the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Because
there's, you know, I mean, you could do a lot with it.
Brent loves the Marvel Alliance games.
Yeah, yeah, I love the Alliance games. You know, but basically on those, you have your squad of superheroes. I think it's like you can pick four.
Right.
You level them, it's an RPG, and you just go through and, you know. It's kind of annoying a little bit because you're overhead.
Mm-hmm.
But those are fun games, and I do know I knew when Insomniac Games when Spider-Man came out, they said they're not going to stop with it.
Yeah.
Well, then not a month ago, I heard that they are doing another Marvel Alliance game, and I don't know if that's a separate thing from Insomniac or if Insomniac took over that project. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean. If whoever does it, you know, hopefully they do a pretty good job on it. Because those were really fun games.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Spider-Man games, since Spider-Man 2, they haven't been good. You know, you've had that Ultimate Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man movies and games were both bad.
Yeah.
You know, but this one really, it hits it out of the park, man. It just knocks it out of the park. It's really awesome. You know, so yeah, Spider-Man PS4, you know, if I put a number on it, it probably gets about a 9 out of 10 from me. A 9.
Wow. I mean, I was going to go around an 8-ish.
It's just as good as Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is in my top 20 games of all time, man. I got to give it, like, way up there. I mean, I think it's really, of course, you know, you didn't enjoy it as much as I did. So, 8 out of 10, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I sit here and 100% of the game in 2 weeks. So, yeah. I mean, you know.
Oh, it's a good game. I kind of fell off. Well, I think part of the reason I fell off is because the kids were playing it, and they played part of my story.
Oh.
And I kind of got a little upset about that.
Oh, boy. But,
so, the past couple trophies I got, it wasn't me. They got it, so.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of surprised they actually, like, made it through those story
parts. I am, too. I don't know, like, I come home from work one day, and it wasn't where I left it, and I was like, what the heck? So,
maybe Lacey played it.
I don't think so. She is not a gamer. But, yeah, the kids, and...
But they still have fun with it, right?
Right, oh, yeah, they, you know, Hunter, you know, he's, you know, a little younger and stuff, but he's jumping around, fighting guys, and he knows how to do the dodging and stuff.
Yeah.
His health was like 2% the other day. and all he was doing was dodging. And it, of course, I cranked it down a little bit, yeah. But still, he was dodging for, I bet you, a good 15 minutes before they killed him.
Well, you know, I was on the phone with Brent the other night, and Hunter was playing Spider-Man. He's like, "Daddy, I killed a bad guy." He was really excited about that. He was all, he got one. He got one of them. I love Spider-Man PS4. A couple of really great games came out there at the end of the year: Red Dead Redemption 2 and Spider-Man. And here in a little bit, I think we're going to talk about kind of our, you know, the games that are coming out in 2019. So, pretty heavy video game episode.
Yeah.
I know some people that listen don't really like the whole video game episode thing, but...
But if you know, this episode bores you or something, and you can think of, something that you would like to hear us talk about, you know, we're always, you know, game, so just comment, you know.
But I will say, next week, I vow next week we will get back on our conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Next, I'm gonna research one this week, and we will have a conspiracy theory segment next week.
Yep.
I'm committing to it, and we're going to get on to it. But going to talk about a few topics of movies right now. So the one we've talked about this on the show before.
We've talked about this a lot.
We talked about this a lot, but we're going to do it again.
But
and it's Total Recall. The movie Total Recall, not the remake.
No. Hell with the remake. This is the original 89 or 80, is in the 80s. I don't know.
It might have been early 90s, but anyway. Now you gotta look it up. But Total Recall, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you're probably right. But guys, we've talked about the story of this movie. It keeps coming back because there's new wrinkles every time you watch it.
Yes.
You know, Brent just called me this morning. He was watching Total Recall. I guess, you know, did you catch it on TV or did you actually?
No, it was on. It's actually, if you have Prime, it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's on Prime. So if you have Prime Video, guys, go watch the original Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I'll real quick, the plot. Guy is not happy with his life. It's kind of in the future. There's this company that will implant memories into your head.
Real quick though, I never remember catching it, but Recall, when he's on the sub and he's watching it, when he's at the office, you know it's not R-E-C-A-L-L?
Oh, it's not?
It's R-E-K-A-L-L.
Oh.
Why was the movie not spelled that way?
I don't know, it's...
All these now. Years, and that popped up. I swear. Go back and watch it.
So anyway, the basic plot.
90, you were right.
Okay, 90. The basic plot, guy goes, he's tired of his life, he's tired of his wife, he's tired of his life, which I don't know why, because he's married to What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
Goes to this place that will implant memories of vacations into your head. So you'll think you've been on a vacation, but you haven't.
Yep.
While he's going into this place, he picks certain things. He chooses to be a spy. He chooses to go to Mars. He details a female companion that will be along with him on the story. And while he's in the middle of this, while they're in the middle of implanting the memories, or, you know, before they even get to implant the memories, something goes wrong. And he goes on this adventure. And we just keep coming back to it because the ending is so ambiguous that we don't know what really happened.
No, I mean, and throughout the whole movie, did he ever was he a secret spy the whole thing, or was it just all in his head? Was he still at the machine like you said? You know, I talked to Rocky about it earlier. You know, he's like, well, maybe he just. Maybe it's all in his head. Maybe he's just at the machine, and they still haven't put him under yet.
Yeah, this is my theory of how the movie goes. So, you see him before this whole thing starts, while they're getting ready to implant these memories. he chooses, like I said, to be a secret agent. He's going to Mars. There's a couple other choices. He details the female, you know, that he wants to see during the vacation. And then all of that stuff proceeds to happen.
Yep.
They say something goes wrong, but I think it's all part of what he is paying for. He's paying to, you know, go and have this experience and have this memory implanted into his head. So I think he's in the chair the whole time, but he's having, it's part of his, it's all in his head of this memory they've implanted. Now, I do think that, has he been permanently messed up by the process? I think so, because before the whole thing started, his buddy at the construction company says, yeah, who was it that went there?
I think it was his cousin.
His cousin went there and basically got a lobotomy, so yep. It messed him up for life. You know, so I think the whole thing is a simulation, but it did mess with his head.
See, me and Rocky have different ideas on how or what happened. I think it's just the opposite, because I think at the beginning, when you're watching at the beginning, his wife is trying to get his thought off Mars. So I kind of think that this is him. His mind was erased in Mars, and when he was in Mars, I don't know if he was a secret agent or whatever, because he says even at the beginning of the movie that he they just moved to the city, and he doesn't talk about anything before that. And
it's true.
And she's, anytime he's talking about Mars or watching it, she's trying to change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's evidence there that it shows that, like, it could be where his mind was erased, but there's certain flashes that's making him not necessarily flashbacks, but, you know, if somebody with amnesia or something, if you talk about certain things, you know, it can help bring bring those memories back. And I kind of think it's kind of that, you know. And then why was his buddy so upset that he went to recall?
And then the guys he worked with turned into, like, trying to kill him.
Yeah, it's
the Danny DeVito type guy.
But see, even when at the beginning of the movie, when he leaves the house to go to work, his wife, the look she gives the camera when he leaves, it's just like, that bitch is bad. It's just...
I'm sorry, that one got me, guys. I get.
But it's,
that bitch is bad. Oh God!
Hey, who the hell's Benny?
Okay, this is the real question.
That's Mel Johnson Jr. right there.
Mel, is that who plays Benny?
Yeah, Mel.
So Benny is oh boy. Okay, we're looking on IMDb. The picture of Benny, who's basically his cab driver turned, like, secret agent, right?
Yeah.
And Benny's the one, at the end of the movie, it turns out Benny's the one who's been betraying him the whole time. And he takes this big mining drill and kills Benny with it. And as he's doing it, one of the greatest Arnold puns of all time. The
greatest.
Screw you, Benny! And he runs the big mining drill through it, because the drill is a screw.
It is.
So it's screw you,
and Benny. It stops in just the right, just before it kills him.
It does. You know,
kills Arnold anyway.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, the part that gets me is when he's outside and his head almost explodes.
Yeah.
That's real.
His eyes are getting ready to pop out.
His eyes pop out. They did some good makeup effects on that.
They did.
So there's another discussion to be had here of when he's in the simulation,
mm-hmm.
which I think he's in the simulation. You think it's actually happening.
Yes.
He goes, he's in a hotel room in Mars at the, I think it's at that brothel where he goes to the hooker with three boobs.
Yep.
You know, which was crazy. You know, when I watched this when I was a kid, that's the craziest part of it. Right? Is the hooker with three boobs. But the doctor from recall shows up into his room, and the doctor is saying, and this is, you know, this is why they make the movie to where it could go both ways.
They do.
I don't think either theory is necessarily wrong.
Yeah.
But the doctor comes into the, so there's two ways to look at this scene too.
There is.
The doctor comes in and says, hey, Something went wrong. You're in the simulation right now. We need to pull you out. You're back. You're back at recall. You're in the chair.
Yep.
Something's went wrong, which is what I think happened. He says, here, take this. It's a pill, right?
Yep.
He says, take this pill, and it will snap you out of it. He brings his wife in. She's saying, please, honey, come back.
Yep.
So, but as the doctor's giving him the pill, a bead of sweat rolls down his forehead.
Yeah, and the pill's in Arnold's mouth, so I don't know why the doctor's sweating.
Well, he's sweating because he's nervous because he, I don't know. Anyway. So Arnold notices this, spits the pill out, and his wife tries to kill him. The doctor tries to kill him, and he's back into the secret agent thing. So there's two ways you can look at this.
There is.
This really happened, and he's not in the simulation, and they were just trying to give him the pill to poison him and kill him. Or he's in the simulation. They're trying to pull him out of the simulation. He makes the choice to not to continue the simulation instead of snap out of it. At that point, his mind can't comprehend that his wife is actually there, so she turns back into the secret agent and tries to kill him.
Yep.
This is an Arnold action movie.
Yes.
From 1990, and me and Brent have been debating it.
Yeah.
Since we were like 12.
Yeah, if anybody out there has their thoughts on this, please comment on our Facebook page.
Please comment, guys. Go watch Total Recall again.
Yes.
If you have Amazon Prime, a lot of people do.
Yep. Refresh your memory, watch it, and get back with us, let us know. Because we've been... this really messes with my mind, because you can be talking about it, and this is one of these movies where, okay, you have your thoughts on it, but then someone else says their thoughts, and it's like...
That makes sense. Yeah,
it could be that too.
Makes sense.
I mean...
And every time I watch it, I think I change my mind.
Yeah, because this isn't like if anybody's seen Shutter Island. At the end of Shutter Island, it kind of messes with your mind, but you know what actually happened.
You know, because he's I guess we can ruin that movie. He's a patient.
Yes.
He's a patient in there who thinks he's one of the doctors.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So, in this insane asylum.
But at the end of it, you know what happened.
Right.
On this... At the end of it, she's like, kiss me before, you wake up, or they wake you up or something.
Yeah.
So it could be, it could be just his dream.
He's in the chair.
Because at the beginning of the movie, he's having a dream where he's on Mars. And remember he's talking to her, and his mask cracks.
Yeah.
So...
His head almost
explodes. Yeah, his head almost
that's
explodes.
That's the messed up part.
And that's basically what happened at the end of it.
Yep.
So is that just that could just be a dream. I mean, so it...
Okay, when he went into recall, he had the dream at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
He basically recreated that dream with recall, right? He told him, okay, this happens, then this happens, then this happens. When recall... implanted this, or was getting ready to implant this in his head, when he says, okay, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, does that unlock something that has already happened to him, and he experiences it again for the first time? So he's actually, this is a hybrid theory. He's in the chair, but he's reliving something that did actually happen.
Right.
So either it really happened, he's reliving it, and it's happening in real time in the movie, he's reliving something that already happened, or it's a complete fabrication in his mind.
Yeah.
So guys, comment, let us know what you think, weigh in on the argument.
Yeah.
What is Total Recall? Is it a simulation? Is it really happening? Is he reliving something? Do you have your own theory? And who the hell is Benny?
Yeah, who the hell is Benny?
Who the hell is Benny? Three boobed hooker.
I got eight kids.
He's got eight kids. Apparently selling out Arnold is how he makes his money. But, I mean, one of his deals, he told him not to trust anybody. You know.
He did.
So let us know what you think, guys. It's still blowing our minds. It's been freaking, almost 30 years, right?
Yep.
It's been almost 30 years since the movie came out.
Yep.
So it's still blowing our minds.
Get Arnold on the phone. We got to talk to him. We just...
Next year, man. It'll be the 30th anniversary of Total Recall. That's crazy. You know, it'll be the 32nd anniversary of me being alive. So this movie came out when we were 2, basically.
Yep.
I saw it for the first time when I was like 6 or 7.
Probably. Yeah.
And then we met Brent when I was... Oh, we're 10, 11? 11 or 12?
11 or 12.
Yeah. 11 or 12. So we've been arguing about this ever since.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So somebody, I mean...
Somebody, just... please settle the argument, weigh in, let us know what you think. So, a couple other movie things real quick, related, movie-related things. I went and saw Aquaman. It's a really good movie, man.
That's what everybody's saying. That's...
So what's your impression of Aquaman? You haven't seen the movie yet.
I have not seen the movie, but the previews, man, I watched several of the trailers, and, I mean, they make it look really good. And I will say I was concerned it being a DC flick.
Yeah.
You know, really, DC's kind of shit the bed and everything but Wonder Woman.
They have, yep.
But a guy I work with, he told me he went and watched it, took the kids, and he said it was a great movie.
It's fun. It's a fun movie.
He said the one thing that bothered him in it, I can't remember how he worded it, but he says he's the something underwater of the ocean.
Ocean Master.
Yeah. He's like, that was rough. He said, I don't know why. He's the Ocean Master.
And our buddy Matt was complaining about that too, like the costumes in the movie. They're directly out of the comic books. Like, Ocean Master in this looks exactly like Ocean Master looks in the comics. And Black Manta in this looks exactly like Black Manta looks in the comics.
Uh-huh.
So they went with the comics. And, you know, it is a big, like, CGI fest.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, every scene is CGI. Even when it's just two people standing and talking to each other, it's underwater, so their hair's moving. You know, CGI. I gotta say, my favorite performance in this movie was not Jason Momoa. It was Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph's in it?
Dolph is in the movie.
Oh, shit.
Dolph plays the king, one of the kings of the Kingdom of Atlantis or something. There's like 7 different underwater kingdoms. He's king of one of those. I think it might be Atlantis. And then Ocean Master kind of takes over the armies of all the kingdoms. It's a really big, confusing story. That is one thing. That they tried to put too much in the movie. I won't give anything away. But there's, you know, there is the Ocean Master and Black Manta. And they are two main Aquaman bad guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's like putting... Which they do it with every Batman movie. They put two, you know, villains in there, which they shouldn't. You know, it needs to... Like, The Dark Knight should have just been a Joker movie.
Yeah.
But they put that Two-Face crap in there.
Yeah.
See, and the third Batman movie should have been the Two-Face movie.
Yeah.
They put Harvey Dent in the second one, set it up, and then maybe at the end of the movie, Joker, you know, sets off Harvey Dent, makes him Two-Face, and then in the third movie, Batman fights Two-Face.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. You know, so there were too many bad guys in the movie. That's one negative about it. Some of the parts were really stupid. This is why I can't call it a great movie. Some of the parts were just really dumb. But it's fun. Yeah. And it's a lot of CGI. The graphics are great. You know, the CGI of it. They're great. But I just can't. I had fun. I keep saying it's just a fun movie. It's not a great movie. I don't even know if it's a... Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. It's not a great movie. It's fun. My wife, Allison, she hates Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Cannot stand her. Because she's married to that one guy, Keith Urban.
Uh-huh.
She's married to him. Every award show, which the Golden Globes are on tonight, every award show, they sit her... And him up front, and they cut to him on the camera every like 3 seconds. And my wife hates her. She hates, you know, she used to be with Kenny Chesney. She hated her back then, I think. I get her confused with Renee Zellweger. They're the same person to me. Nicole Kidman and Renee Zellweger. I don't know why. But now Renee Zellweger is with... I don't know. I don't remember who I just... Kenny Chesney. And Nicole Kidman used to be. And then it's just a big thing.
I'm surprised you even do this.
I know this because my wife is obsessed with hating Nicole Kidman. I don't know why. She just hates her, and, you know, she watches a bunch of those E... See, this is the thing about me now, Pickens. Previous to being married, ETV never graced my television. Ever. E! News, any of that. TMZ, nothing. Never watched it in my life. I figured
you really kept up with that pop culture.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
I remember trying to come over and play some NCAA 07, and you just...
I was watching Kardashians.
I got to watch my Kardashians.
I did keep up with the Kardashians there for a while. But now, you know, I mean, I watch the Bellas on there. I draw the line at the Kardashians. I will not watch the Kardashians. I can't take it. Even though I think Kanye is hilarious, because he's lost his damn mind. He's completely insane person now.
Yeah, he's.
If you listen to a Dave Chappelle interview, he's always been crazy. Because Dave said when he met him on the show, and remember Kanye was a musical guest on Chappelle's show, season one, and nobody knew who the hell he was at that point. No. And then kind of that Chappelle show kind of catapulted his career a little bit more. I don't know how the hell I got from Aquaman to the Kardashians. She hates Nicole Kidman. So that was like, every time Nicole Kidman came on screen, even though it was a serious part, we were both laughing our ass off because it's freaking Nicole Kidman. So that was a negative for the movie. Amber Heard is in the movie as, I forget her name, but it's Aquaman's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's not terrible to look at. I'll just say that. Not terrible at all. But Jason Momoa, man, he is the ultimate bro. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I really do. He's just the ultimate bro. And you didn't watch Game of Thrones to see him as Khal Drogo, but...
So he's in, what is it, Frontier 2?
Frontier is a good show, man.
I've seen it on there. I haven't watched it. But
it's a little boring, but he carries it. Everything he's in, he carries it. And he didn't really carry Game of Thrones because, Emilia Clarke was with him and they had a lot of other storylines going on. But, I mean, he's the man. I love Jason Momoa. There's videos of him online, like, drinking and throwing axes and stuff. And he does those, like, he's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So he does those chants. You know, that they do the,
Haku or something?
Haka.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? He does those, which is awesome. They do those in New Zealand too, I think. But Hawaii and New Zealand for some reason. But yeah, the Haka. He does that stuff, man. He's just a man's man. And I read a statistic that more women went to see Aquaman than men in certain age groups. So, I mean,
old women, isn't it?
Yeah. Older women love Jason Momoa, but so they went out in droves and saw the movie, and it's going to make $1 billion worldwide. It's already at like 850 million.
I've seen that.
So it passed Wonder Woman.
That's crazy.
Which I think Wonder Woman is a way better movie. But not as many people went and saw it.
Yeah, I liked Wonder Woman. I thought it was good.
Wonder Woman was really good. The fight at the end was kind of dumb with the guy, and I didn't believe that guy could be a god. You know,
yeah.
The guy from Harry Potter. he was the werewolf in Harry Potter. I mean, you've seen the Harry Potter movies.
I have not.
Actually, the Harry Potter movies are good movies.
That's what everybody says. I just never really...
I tried to...
I never really got into the Harry Potter scene.
Well, when we were in middle school, like 5th and 6th grade, everybody was reading those things.
Yep.
And I remember my mom bought me the second book which I believe is Chamber of Secrets. I got Chamber of Secrets. I don't know if that's a second book or a third or whatever. But I tried to read it when I was in middle school and hated it. I absolutely hated Harry Potter. And everybody loved it, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Then the movies came out, and I wouldn't watch the movies because I hated the books.
Yeah.
Then, you know, some years later, there's like a marathon on one day, you know, on TV. I sat down and watched them. They're good movies.
Yeah,
they really are.
Yeah, I never got into, I remember, I think it was fifth grade.
Yeah.
The first book come out.
The first book came out in fifth grade, yeah.
And I was like, this is...
Of course, at that time, you know, the only book I'd ever really read was a Goosebumps book. And I thought those... So I thought those were ridiculously long, right? The Goosebumps books?
Yeah.
Because they were like 24 chapters or something. 12 chapters, 24 chapters.
Yep.
So, but they were really short chapters.
Right.
And you look back at those books now and they're like paper thin.
Yeah.
You know? But I remember we had to do those reading assignments in elementary school and you got a certain amount of points.
Yep.
And that was... Every elementary school had that around here. You know, we went to different elementary schools, but...
Oh, yeah. AR.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Accelerated reader or whatever.
Because for some reason, I think it was fifth grade, you had to have at least 25 points.
Yep.
Well, there was me and like two other guys, because I did not read.
I didn't read either.
And I had like 18... And they're like, you have to get to 25 this week.
And what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? Hold you back?
I don't know. I remember there's a table of books, and like I was like, oh, there's Where the Red Fern Grows. I've seen that movie like 36 times.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the test. Well, apparently the book of the movie is a little different.
See, which I've read the book and watched the movie, and I didn't think so too much, but
well, there's a part in the book apparently. One of them almost drowns or something, and somebody's about ready to freeze to death, and how they get out, and I'm like, that's not in the movie.
But hey,
so I failed that test.
You got that multiple choice. You could have got it right. You just, you know.
I had a 25% chance.
Yeah, you had 25%. So, but yeah, so I had only read the Goosebumps books.
I read those and the Matt Christopher books a lot.
Okay. So I never read a Matt Christopher.
Really?
No.
Those were all those like sports books.
Oh, I've read a few of those.
The Dirt Bike Runaway and...
there was a few of those. There was one about baseball.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of them, yeah.
It was like, one of them was like a Casey book. Remember that poem, The Mighty Casey Struck Out or whatever?
Yeah.
It was like, kind of like a book based on that
poem.
I read that. But it was mainly Goosebumps, and I would scare the crap out of myself reading Goosebumps. The TV show scared the crap out of me,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, the TV show was scary.
It was on every Saturday morning.
It was, yeah.
And my mom would be at work, and I'd be home, you know, after I was like 7 or 8, I'd be home by myself. And, yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, those, I remember watching them, but I'd watch with a pillow over my face.
Yeah.
Like half of the episode, because I'm like...
I'll tell you what, I watched some of those recently, like the werewolf at, what lake was it? I can't remember. Keep on wanting to say Crystal Lake, but Crystal Lake is from
Jason. Yeah.
Friday the 13th. But, yeah, man, the werewolf one scared the absolute crap out of me. I was scared of wolves for a while after that one.
Well, there was that one something camp there at the camp.
Yeah, it was a camp.
The kids kept disappearing.
Yeah, yeah.
That one scared me a lot, too.
It's real.
The damn mummy. I mean, there's all kinds.
There's all kinds of Goosebumps.
I do remember the TV show, though.
The TV show is crazy. But you know, then, so that's all I really read, and it's just cause they made us try to get the damn 25 points.
Yeah. And then you always had those suck asses I'm on the 100 board or the 50 point board.
Yeah.
Well, how about you just give me some of their points? I mean,
yeah, that's real. They overachieved. Give me some. That's how welfare works.
That's right.
give me some of that. But yeah, I haven't thought about that in a long time. I don't know. We're just sitting here.
Yeah,
and it came up.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
But so that's why I didn't like the Harry Potter books, is because I hated to read.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to read Game of Thrones. I showed Pickens this morning. I've been reading for like 6 months. I'm halfway through the first book. There's five other damn books.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a thick book, man. Yeah,
that is a thick book.
And you saw how small the words were.
I know.
Words are small.
It's tough.
That's why I like Goosebumps. You know, it's short. Words are big.
While we're thinking of that, I remember in middle school when we had to do all those reports. You actually had to read a book and do the reports.
Yep. Which I think I cheated those most of the time.
Well, see, my mom helped me in a lot of them. I read the book and she read it, and then she probably did the report, probably.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But that's a big chance.
Yeah, she basically just did it all.
But I remember, though, because this is when I was really big into wrestling. And, you know, by that time, I'm kind of over that. The Matt Christopher and Goosebumps. And I got into reading the autobiographies of the wrestling stories.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember the Hogan, you know. I read The Rock. I had The Rock's book. It was The Rock Says. And I cannot tell you how many times I read this book because it was so bad. I had duct tape holding it together.
Oh, crap.
And that was like...
I bet that's still at your mama's house.
It's actually at the house in the bookshelf in the back room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still have it. And the Hogan Says one, and you know several others. But I really got into the wrestling ones. You know how they got to where they were. So I don't know.
I don't remember what the hell I read in middle school. I probably just cheated on those.
Were you reading a lot of the Star Wars books then too?
Well, see, so that was 8th grade maybe. 7th. Well, see, or
I remember
grade.
Us being Mr. White. I think it was Mr. White's class. Was he in the same one? I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember you having the thick ass book.
We were in the same homeroom.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Because
you had that thick ass the Clone Wars.
Yep. There the hard it sits, book. Right yeah. up there. That's the yeah. one I did the video on, the yeah. first video.
That's right.
And then after that, I did read more Star Wars books, but that was just because I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
I hated reading.
Yep.
So I hated getting through them. But I like the story of it because it's Star Wars. So, but I hate the act of reading, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you sit there and you try to, like, especially at night, you try to get the light right so you can see the book. Your arm's all twisted one way and you're all messed up. You can't lay down and read because you get Statue of Liberty arms after a while.
While we're on this whole book topic, I need to apologize to Mama for making her do all those reports all these years because I didn't realize it. The other night, it was right before the kids' break for Christmas break.
Yeah.
Trent had a report due. Well, we did one on the stupid Constitution. I did the whole thing.
The stupid Constitution.
It was the Bill of Rights, and as a family, you have to decide.
That dumbass Bill of Rights.
Oh my gosh, it was stupid. But anyway,
there's only 10 of them.
There's
only 10 articles.
I know, but you had to make your own articles as a family of. The proper channels you go through and who makes the rules at the house and who enforces them. And...
See, it's shit like that that I just don't know if I want kids, man.
Oh, I was mad. But anyway, Trent read this story and she gives a printout of the shoe and he has to design the shoe based on the story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I forget about it, and I was like, all he has to do is just design a shoe. Well, I didn't know he had to have a 3-paragraph essay, basically, about the story.
Oh, no.
So I told him, it was 2 days before it was due, I was like, bring your book home. Well, he forgot his book. So we're down to 1 day, and I was like, Trent, make sure you bring that book home, because I do not know the story. Well... He forgot his book again.
Oh, no.
I couldn't find it. I wasn't going to pay $9 for the darn book. Well, and you got so many points for design the shoe and putting stuff on the shoe from the story. And I was like, Trent, you just have to tell me about the story. Anyway, I wrote 3 paragraphs.
Oh, my God.
I got an 83 on it.
No, you didn't.
I did. I got an 83. Lacey just helped design the shoe a little bit. But it had to have, like, stuff from the story on the shoe. So, like,
you know. So, yeah, okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, I was trying to put, like, you know, some of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I bullshitted three paragraphs of what, you know, what he told me.
Very nice.
And I worded it. You know,
on his account of the book.
Yes. So... So I was, you know, I was a little nervous, you know, when it came back, and
that's hilarious.
Like, he got an 83 on it, which I don't know if that's a B or a C these days.
I think it's a.
It used to be a C, then they changed the.
Oh, they go the 90, 80, 70 route now.
I think
that's college scale.
Yeah,
college has the.
Well, I remember when a 65 was an F, but yeah, then right after we graduated, they moved a 65 to a D.
Yeah, so it's a 60 now.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you had to get a 93 to get an A.
Yeah.
And then 85 to 93 was a B.
Yeah.
75 to 85 was a C. Yep. And then 65 to 75 is a D.
Yep.
And then, you know, below is an F. So, yep.
So either way, B or C, I'll take it for not reading the story.
For the kid forgetting his book,
yes.
He's lucky he got an 83.
That's what I told him. I was like, yeah, you're going to have to be more responsible. Because, you know, but it was, I don't know which was worse, that or the Bill of Rights thing as a family.
That's dumb.
It was stupid.
I'll tell you which Bill of Rights I live by as a family. The Bill of freaking Rights. How about that?
That's it.
I mean, you know, we already wrote one. Why I got to write my own?
I don't know.
Thomas Jefferson already wrote one.
I don't know. And then we had to sign it at the, I was so mad.
Good Lord.
Because they know, they have to know. It isn't just the kids' report. The parents are going to have to help with it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I was not happy.
I don't know, man. Just wait until they, you know, well, they're probably already there. Of like, they'd probably already be there for me, too, as far as, like, you know, Trent, like, getting as far in math as you know.
Oh, he's basically there now.
Yeah, yeah. I know my, I tried to help my niece. She's 12 with her math. And, man.
Well, it's like they're trying to trick them, too. And then, like, the stuff that I don't remember, like rounding to the nearest, doing all this. And, like, I'm trying to help him, and he can tell me more than, like, than I can tell him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
I remember that point I got, you know, in eighth grade when I went into algebra. My mom or dad had no freaking clue what the heck algebra was.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I went into that, and then it's just kind of like, you're on your own, man, you know, so.
Yeah, it's rough, and then rough. They're wanting to do this math, this stupid way. Yeah, man, it's stupid. It's
dumb. Have you seen the video on Facebook, people pass around about how they're doing the math?
Is it the actual video of the teacher showing how to do it?
Yeah, and the lady draws a big freaking, like, square.
Yeah.
And she puts this over here and all this stuff.
What?
And then there's another video going around of her doing that. And then this guy put it side by side. He literally, she's doing the problem. Then you put this big square over here. And then you add this and this. And then you separate it out like this. And, like, while she's doing this video of the Common Core style math, he does the old style math in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And gets it done. And then it shows, she's still rambling on about this crap. And he goes and, like, makes a cup of coffee. And then he goes out and feeds his dog. And, like, he comes back and, like, the coffee's done. And he gets the coffee, drinks the cup of coffee. And, like, he's already done all this crap while this lady's still trying to do, like, 30 times, 22 or something.
Yeah, because it's like 10 times 3, and then over here on the side,
you got to do 5 times this plus, 6 times this or whatever.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's dumb. Like, you know, put the thing on there, multiply it out, carry the 1, drop down, put a 0, multiply it out, add them. Done. Dumb, man. It's dumb. But, anyways, we got on a tangent and a half right there.
Sure did. Man.
We really did. So,
let's.
We're at the 54-minute mark.
I don't know where time went.
We're going to have to kind of go through a little quickly of games we're looking forward to in 2019.
Yep.
You know, what's coming out. You know, so,
To me, the number one game, the number one game that I really think is going to be to the top, be the number one game for me, would be, that's a home run.
Yeah.
That no matter what, I really think from the previews, from everything, would be Cyberpunk 2077.
Yep, exactly.
It just looks amazing. I mean, it's a different look, you know, different feel. It's real futuristic. I think that would be the game. You know, that is the number one hit home. It's gonna be a home run.
Yeah, Cyberpunk is, and I don't even know if that's really confirmed for 2019. But we're kind of thinking it's going to come out, you know, in 2019.
Well, and that's the same thing with the. To me, it's a toss up for 2 and 3, because I think if Last of Us 2 comes out, it's going to be toward the top.
Yeah,
but I think the Ghost of Tsushima, I think that is going to really be a solid game.
If that's an open world game, like they say. You can do it, you know, you can do sword fighting or you can do stealth stuff.
Yeah.
If it's open world, like they say, and that map looks amazing. Apparently it's an island. You can go anywhere on that island.
I hope it's like an RPG where you can customize your guy.
I'm sure it is.
And it looks like it. I really hope it's like that. But
yeah.
Time will tell on that.
But I guess the ones that actually have... release dates. So January 25th, we've got the Resident Evil 2 remake coming out.
Are you gonna get that?
Honestly, probably will.
Well, see, I've been talking to a lot of people, like Jeremy, a buddy of mine. He said, he's not all about it. I was like, man, it looks amazing.
It looks great. Resident Evil 2. I didn't have a PlayStation. So I didn't really play Resident Evil 2.
I played it, but scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, so the first one I really played was 4.
Yeah.
Which, I remember you always talking about 3, always talking about Nemesis.
3 was...
Which, you know, Brent was the PlayStation guy, but...
Yeah.
So Resident Evil 2, I haven't really played... I mean, I've watched people play it, I've played it a little bit, but I haven't played through the whole game, so I think this will be a good... You know, opportunity to do that with the remake.
I'm hoping 2 does well and they go back and redo the first one and the third one.
Yeah.
I think that would be...
That'd be cool.
That'd be really neat.
Nemesis doesn't get a lot of love, man. There's no...
Doesn't.
Nobody really cares about it. You know, we've got... one game we talked about is Ace Combat 7.
Yeah.
Ace Combat, for those of you who don't know, obviously there's 6 other ones.
Yeah.
But the first one I played was Ace Combat 5 for PlayStation 2. And it's a jet fighter game, but it has a really good story too. There's like this, you know, big war going on. There's always this big story with it. So Ace Combat, that's coming out January 18th.
Huh.
So not too far off. I'll just mention, because a lot of people freak out about it, Kingdom Hearts 3, January 29th. I hear they're good games, but I'm not going to play it. I haven't played the other ones.
I will tell you, Steve, our buddy Steve,
yep.
He got me into, and I played Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yep.
And I will say, those are different games. I had a lot of fun with 2, and this was years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember I played probably an hour. And I was like, oh, I'm getting pretty decently far. And then, within that hour, I thought I was getting far, and then the opening screen credits rolled across the screen. I was like, what?
You're like 20 hours into the game.
I was like, are you kidding me? And but it was it was different. It had Disney characters.
Like, almost done with this one.
Yeah.
Beginning credits.
It's just like, holy cow.
Jesus.
I don't know if I'll get it or not. I played the second one. I mean, I liked it. I didn't play through the... They had a 2.5 that came out.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm confused on.
Yeah,
there's 1.5, 2.5, 1, 2. Apparently, they're different stories and all this stuff. They all add to the story, but...
Which, I played 2, and it was a good game.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll get it or not.
So then, Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I can't think of the name of it that's coming out. That it's like that zombie game. It was you're like the biker.
That's an Xbox game, right? Oh no. No, it's not with Norman or isn't who was in it? Sam Witwer is the main guy in it. You don't know who that is.
I do not know who that is.
He voiced a lot of characters in Star Wars animated series.
But it's a post-apocalypse. I mean, there's zombies coming after him, and
I don't know if that's coming out this year or not. I didn't really see that in the I don't really see that anywhere.
But that has been pushed by Days Gone.
Days Gone. That's coming out in April
of this year.
April 26th of this year. So they have a date on it.
They've been talking about that game since the PS4 come out.
Which you were excited about it. I'm not really.
Well, see, I'm not sure. You know, it looked good. You know, I remember E3 that showed a little bit of a trailer.
Yeah.
And it looked. I think that they were actually playing a demo.
I think I was just at that point. I'm kind of over the zombie game genre. You know, but what are you gonna do? We've got Anthem coming out.
See, I'm not sure about it.
That's like a multiplayer game, I think, and I don't think I'll like it either.
It kind of looked like Halo to me.
That'll be one of those, you know this for a fact, Pickens. That'll be one of those our buddy Adam plays.
Guarantee it.
Guarantee he'll play that game.
He'll give me crap because I'm not a gamer.
But that comes out in February. The other February games, I don't really see anything. March, we got Devil May Cry 5.
See, I never really played any of those.
I got the remastered versions on PS3 and played through 1 and 2. And they're good games. It's kind of like God of War with guns.
Uh-huh.
Is how I'd describe it. But they're pretty good. The last one that came out, I didn't like it very much. We had the guy had the dark hair. I didn't like it. Here we go. March 15th. Tom Clancy's The Division 2.
Oh, boy. We know who this guy beside me is going to be getting in.
I'm going to be getting it. I'm going to pay $60 for it. I'm going to play it for 2 hours, and then I will never play it again.
Well, I didn't like the first one just because it was stupid that you could be fighting, and then like a level 60 or whatever could come up and just tear you up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But the combat and stuff, I mean, it looked good. And
yeah.
I got bored with it.
Yeah, yeah. But some games coming out to the Switch. Final Fantasy VII is going to come out on the Switch. Final Fantasy IX. Final Fantasy X and X-2. Final Fantasy XII. Fire Emblem, which I don't know if you've ever played a Fire Emblem game. You're not a big Nintendo guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a turn-based strategy game where you have your troops on the board and you move them a certain amount of squares.
Okay.
And then you fight other people. So that's a pretty cool game. Coming to the Xbox One and PC, you got Gears of War 5.
I thought they gave up on Gears.
I thought they did too. I don't see why they haven't yet. There's a World War Z game coming out. I don't know. Also to the Switch, there's a Yoshi's Crafted World game. So it's a new Yoshi game.
Huh.
Looks pretty cool. It's like a 2D platformer. So the last one we'll talk about here, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And apparently Brent was reading up on this one. When was it set again? It's set after...
Right after Episode 3.
Yeah, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yep.
It's set when Darth Vader is basically going around hunting down Jedi and killing them. And I guess it said you were a Padawan.
Yep.
Which, those of you who watched Star Wars Rebels, the story of that, the Jedi Master in that one was a Padawan who got away when the clone troopers killed his master, Kanan Jarrus. So he's been kind of running around, hiding from Darth Vader. Also, the Force Unleashed games, that was kind of the story.
It was.
Vader was going around killing Jedi and found Starkiller.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. But
I hope they don't do a first person.
I hope it's not a first person shooter.
Because I worry when I see EA Sports in the top. I know it's not, but
it's one of the studios that EA owns, right?
Yeah. But I just know how EA does. Like, anytime they have a shooter game or anything like that, it's first person.
Bunch of DLC, microtransactions. Yeah. But hopefully it's third person like The Force Unleashed, man.
Because I'll tell you, I love The Force Unleashed. I like the second one.
Great games. You know, what we really want, what everybody really wants is basically Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It doesn't have to be set in the Old Republic. Everybody just wants a Star Wars RPG.
Yeah.
Where you can either be a Sith or you can be a Jedi.
Yeah.
That's all we want. This is what boggles my mind about EA. Everybody wants that, but they won't come out with it. You know why? Because it'd be a single player game.
Yeah.
And you can't put microtransactions on a single player game.
And they don't want to put any time into something that they're not going to be able to charge and recharge.
Right. They call it like a sustainable business model,
yeah.
Right? They just look at it like a business, which it is, but look at Red Dead, man.
Yeah.
You know, look at any of the one single player games are my favorite type of games.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I buy. These big multiplayer title Battlefield 5, I'm not buying it anymore. I used to buy Battlefield. The last couple Battlefields I bought were just because, I just bought them because Battlefield Bad Company 2 was such a great game.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, well, I got to see if they get back to that. They never did. They never got, as good as those games. So, but we just want a single player good game. Sony understands this. Sony gives us God of War. Sony gives us The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Also, CD Projekt Red gets this, The Witcher.
Yeah.
And Cyberpunk 2077 are most... That is both me and Pickens' most anticipated game.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because we both... I played The Witcher first, and then I told Pickens, hey, you got to play this. Because I was thinking about picking this up. It's called The Witcher, and I was like, yeah, dude, I've been playing it. Like, you got to get it.
Yeah, it was...
And then Brent got it, so it's kind of like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, with Spider-Man, Brent bought it first, but then I bought it and, like, powered through it. Like, I'm almost 100%. With The Witcher, I was, like, kind of going through it. I loved the game, but I didn't finish it. And then Brent bought it and just murdered that game.
I loved it. I mean, it was... It just had everything. It really did.
And then even their DLC, Brent got, like, the Game of the Year edition, yeah. Right? Even their DLC is, like, a whole new game.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth paying for the DLC.
Yeah.
All we're really asking from EA is to give us something that's worth buying.
Yeah, but they just get... That's why they'll never change Madden into something else. Because it's something they can add updated rosters to and put the same game out. And that's what you got, you know.
Which I don't understand how Madden and NHL can be so completely different in that regard.
Yeah.
Because NHL changes.
Yeah.
NHL is a damn good game.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just different teams working on them.
I guess.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's a Canadian team working on the NHL game and they're just nicer.
It might be.
I don't know. I mean... You know, but...
I don't know. I just see EA Sports on stuff, and I'm like, man, they're going to... Yeah,
EA Play or EA Sports or any EA.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you're going to have a bad time. But will I get Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will play it. I hope it's great. It's not like I sit here and hope EA puts out a crappy game.
Right.
I want EA to put out a good game. They just don't.
Yeah.
You know, because they think people don't want single player games.
Well, it's just like you said, Sony has really been putting out some really good stuff.
Yep.
And
Sony, Rockstar, and CD Projekt Red.
Oh.
You know.
And I think that's one of the reasons. I think Tsushima, that's Sony, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a Sony.
It's a Sony game.
It goes to Tsushima.
I don't know which studio is doing it, but it's, you know,
right.
Sony.
But, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, from the gameplay and stuff, it looked really good. So, I mean, I think toward the beginning of 2019, it's going to be a little slower. But
yeah.
toward I think the when you give it three or four months to get toward the middle, the 6 months area, and I think toward there and toward the end of the year they'll put some stuff, and hopefully they don't push anything back.
I'm thinking one of those two games will probably come out this year.
Yep.
Ghost of Tsushima probably will.
I could see Last of Us 2 getting pushed back just because they haven't really.
Yeah, see, I could see Sony putting out Ghost of Tsushima, pushing back Last of Us 2, and then honestly, I could see CD Projekt Red pushing back Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
But when they, it's like Rockstar. When they push back something, you know it's for a good reason.
Right. Yeah. You're not just putting it out and then, right. We'll fix it later after it's already out.
But yeah, that's kind of my, five games there is Cyberpunk, Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2, the Resident Evil 2 remake. I actually am pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
And then I'll probably get a couple Switch games like Fire Emblem or the Yoshi game and stuff like that. But, hopefully 2019, and then Star Wars. I'm always excited about Star Wars stuff. Anybody that knows me knows I'm just crazy about Star Wars. But so that's kind of the games that we're looking forward to.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully 2019 is a good year for video games. We'll see, man. It would be good for them to come out with that Star Wars Jedi game sometime around September, October time frame.
Just guesstimating, they're talking about around November-ish.
See, that'd be good because then that gets us really hyped for Episode 9, which Episode 9 is coming out in December.
Oh, it is.
Early December, like December 15th or something.
I could see them, shooting for November or December and being around that.
Yeah, which is why I said, September, October. Then you got a couple months between the game and the movie.
It's true.
But, that'd be good because a lot of people, we were talking before this, a lot of people aren't excited about Star Wars right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't excited about Episode 9 because a lot of people hated Episode 8.
Yeah.
I was not one of those people. I actually liked the movie.
I did too. I thought they did a great job.
But yeah. So, anyways, guys, those are some of the games we're going to talk about. Next week, make sure you tune in for our, we'll do a conspiracy theory section there. I'm thinking we might explore, chemtrails from, the lines from from the airplanes, the jets as they pass by. I have my own theory on that being, I do have I'm not bragging or anything, but I do have a degree in aerospace engineering. So
that's the fifth time he's brought that up today.
Yeah, I know, just today. Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, I'm a dick. But I do have my own little theory on what those are. But we'll get into that next week. Tune in for that. Guys, this has been another episode of the Couch Thoughts Podcast. Episode 27, I believe, of the Couch Thoughts Podcast. Nice. So thanks for listening again. Last time we did one, it was episode 26. So we've actually did a half a year's worth
six months worth.
And we've taken some days off recently, but we're going to try to get back to our regular schedule now that we've got some sickness over with and stuff like that. But guys, thanks for listening. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in the Couch Thoughts Podcast. This episode is going to be available on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and Google Play. Also, the YouTube, you can check for our old videos. Episodes 1 through 11 are up there. One of my New Year's resolutions is to put more audio versions of the podcast up so people can, have our archive back there at YouTube. Just type in the Couch Thoughts Podcast there. And then finally on Twitter at Couch Thought Pod, no S in there. They have a character limit on the Twitter handle. So I couldn't get Couch Thoughts Pod. I had to get Couch Thought
Sons
Pod.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches at Twitter. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Until next week, later.